This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name is Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I asked you to get in touch if you make music in Iceland. My guest absolutely fits that particular bill. His name is Sigurbogi, and he is a member of a band you may have heard of called Vivaki, a dark folk Icelandic band, but he has a solo project that we're going to talk about today as well. Fjallabyrð, Born of the Mountain. And I wonder, does it lean further in to the music that you've made with Vivaki, or does it have a separate identity, would you say?
I think it does have a bit of a separate thing going on, but just like with Vivaki and Fjallabyrð, it's all inspired by Icelandic nature.
Yes.
But I went a different way. It's you know, it's more like black metal, and Vivaki still has that dark tone over it, though.
What I love about this solo project, and indeed the band as well, but the solo project, it absolutely reeks of Iceland, doesn't it? It has Iceland running through it like the letters in a stick of rock. But sonically, do you think that there's more of a dark metal feel to it?
Yeah, and I mean, I've always been such a fan of synths. Anything with like symphonic metal and even power metal where they use all these synths. So I incorporated that into my black metal. It has this kind of dungeon synth feel at parts in the music as well. But yeah, at the core, it's about a wizard who lives in the mountains.
So and watches as the country, the island, develops around him over centuries.
He sits on a pillar for millions of years, just watching the world change around him.
Yes. Does that reference what we might think of as the sagas or even the myths in any way? Or is this a character that you have sort of created for this story?
Well, actually, the funny thing is, I read a story when I was a kid. It was like a Donald Duck story. And Donald, it's set in medieval times, and he meets a man who lives on a pole. And he asks him, why do you live on a pole? And the man replies, why do you live on the ground? And I always thought that was so funny. So I just kind of took the idea from that and made it about a wizard who is one with the mountains.
Yes. Does the wizard approve of the changes that he sees?
No. He's not too happy about current affairs. But it's more like the way the world is, the chaos that is building. And I'm not, this is completely unpolitical. It's more like how everything is, you know, the world is getting warmer. But I don't really get into climate politics either. But, you know, he definitely notices that the world is changing.
The album you've got a new album, I should say, which is planned for later on this year. But your debut album is the one that we're talking about just now. Let's break for a piece of music from that debut album, Einsetter, concerning this wizard who has chosen to spend his life observing, judging, maybe. Which track would you like us to play? Tell me about the song.
My personal favorite track on the album is Cosmos. That's when the wizard sits back and looks up in the sky for let's just say a million years. I don't know. I never really put him, but anyway, he's looking up in the sky and noticing how the cosmos are changing, like the constellations, they move slowly and slowly, and he's just witnessing stars being born, stars going supernova, and just watching, learning, and enjoying the scenery. That's really what the song is about.
Thank you.
the next album, will you develop this theme or will you go in a different direction with it?
Yeah, so I have another album ready that I'm planning on releasing later this year. But that one, I took a completely different turn. It's that one is about a village of frost goblins that are trying to bring permafrost to the entire world. And a priest comes into the village trying to stop them with the word of God. But instead, they use him as a sacrifice to their ultimate goal of permafrost. I like to, because like it is black metal, which black metal is always so like really serious, like Satan and all that. But I like to have like a silly element in the lyrics to just kind of lighten things up, I guess.
We're in your home here in the center of Reykjavik. You've kindly invited me in here. And it's not difficult for me to realize, as you confirmed earlier on, that your partner is behind the sorcery festival that takes place in Homovik, which of course is the home of the Sorcery Museum, where you can learn about Icelandic sorcery in that part of the Westfjords where it was such a big part of the history and the culture. And I'm seeing staves and runes and various Icelandic magical iconography all around your flat here. Does that feed into the music?
Yeah, for sure. There is a mention of like the goblins using magic staves. And like me and my partner, we're both tattoo artists and we do a lot of magical stuff in our work. So it's all around us, really.
Yeah. And the aesthetic then of the last record and the new album as well, the visuals that might go along with it, is that something that you lean into?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely develop my sound as all musicians tend to do, but it's at the core, it's similar what's going on. So what fans might expect from my second album is... It has the same key tone to it.
And what about your work with Vivaki then, with the band?
Yeah, I've been in Vivaki for a few years. Me and Will Hunter, we started it together, and then later on my wife Hrafnildur joined in, and that one is heavily in folklore. Especially Icelandic, and we focus on Icelandic traditional singing, and we are working on some music. It's not clear when that will come out, but we're definitely have been doing some recordings, and things are working. So hopefully next year Vivaki will release something, but I can't say anything for sure now.
Sure. Yeah. And you've got your own record, as you say, coming out. It's almost ready to go sometime this year. We have an audience, of course, on Roof English Radio, not just in Iceland, but very much around the world as well. And I think there is an increasing interest in not just Icelandic culture, but Icelandic music around the world too. Something that I've noticed, is it something that you've noticed either solo or with the band as well, that there's an interest in this kind of music outside of the country?
Oh, absolutely. Especially like with my band Vievaki, because it's so, I mean, there's a lot of people in, a lot of bands in this kind of genre, like Danheim, Ursprung, Munknor, Vardruna, Heilung. They're all doing their own things, like fantastic stuff. But it's like, because like we're Icelandic, so people are like, oh, it's more genuine, I guess. It's not really what we're trying to do. We're just trying to do our own thing. But people are hungry for like something really Icelandic at its core.
Yes. And I think for someone maybe approaching the music for the first time or approaching the aesthetics for the first time, it can seem a little bit intimidating, a little bit scary, even the phrase that we might use, dark folk, to sort of describe the genre.
I do prefer also just neo-folk, because it is folk music, and neo is that we do use soundscapes and synths, and so it's like combining folk music with the future, the neo. So we're not afraid to use sounds that are just in the speakers to combine these elements.
Yeah. Has that been something that you've been interested in then for a long time, the use specifically of electronic instrumentation?
Oh, yeah. Since I was a kid. Yeah. But the whole like Icelandic aspect. I mean, I released a solo album years ago where it was just me with a lyre and a taglharpa, and the idea was just a bard or a skald performing music as if like you're sitting in a longhouse. So I didn't use much there, but just to try to recreate like you're sitting like 1500 years ago in Norway, and some guy comes in and plays some music for you.
Yeah. But then the idea of blending these old stories, and indeed the story that you've created of this wizard who has sat around for millions of years, blending that with modern sounds is a really compelling idea as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. It has been very well received. I've seen people like commenting, sending messages, and that they really enjoy my music, which is, you know, the goal of making music is make other people happy. And yes. I think I've done that.
And what about live work?
I don't see that I can do this live. I mean, I did everything myself, recorded everything, and I'm not too interested in, because I'm already in a band, and putting together a whole, because I would need two guitar players, a drummer, everything, and just...
You'd have to ask your band to help you out, wouldn't you?
Putting everything together is, to me, is a nightmare. Other people love to do it. I used to be in bands when I was younger all the time. I think that it's kind of over for me to do too much at a time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you have enough to be getting on with.
Yeah, I'm fairly busy.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, we'll put a link to a page of your choice up on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. But we watch out then, maybe September, maybe a bit later, but hopefully this year, for your second solo record.
Yes, this year for sure.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to that very much indeed, and enjoy the first record, as I say, Einsetter, which is already available. Sigurd, thanks very much indeed.
Well, thank you. It was very nice to meet you.
Some of you later. This is Roof English Radio. My name is Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We're English at ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English, at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.